Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Well, welcome back to Business Resolutions, and my guest today is my cousin, first cousin, dear cousin, Maria de Lourdes, or Maria Gonzalez Inclán. And we were discussing this transition. You bring in and decide to bring a CEO, which incidentally is interesting because that's what we've done in Empresas Caparra. We brought in a CEO. And when this program is brought to the station, we'll already have Tito Gonzalez, a program who's a CEO, new CEO of Empresas Caparra. And we had careers as the person that did the search. And Rupert Ami was one of my guests earlier on.
Wonderful.
But so you bring in Freddie Millán, and with the delicacy of making sure that he feels comfortable, he's not going to fill in the shoes of your late husband. Then your role and with him and complimenting, describe how that was overcome or how that was undertaken. To bring this thing to what you wanted, which was a difficult transition, I'm sure.
Yes, well, it was a challenge, but I think he made it very easy. He was an easygoing person, a person that had a lot of relations. He was very well liked in the insurance, in the industry, and the people here. He was very easy for them to accept him because he was. Well, because I accepted him, and I think that was a key thing. I sort of let them know that he was the man in charge. And he sort of, by himself, because he has a way of getting to people and getting, he has a very special characteristics, but I think he built his own place here, and he let them know that he respected what was already here.
But Mari, as you're describing, of course, he has these great characteristics, Freddie, and got along well with all the employees, and in that sense, he had the personality to fit in well. But at the same time, there you were, Mrs. Blanes, and you had to sort of pass on this authority. Describe the challenge that you had of figuring out what and communicating what your role was versus his, and how you achieved that.
Okay, that was a challenge. That took a while. Of course, the first 3 years or so was really making them accept him and integrate him with the group, giving him all my confidence and my approval, and being here day to day. They saw how I felt, and I always took care of them. I was the human side of the business. He was the technical part. But he started teaching me also a lot of the business, things I didn't know. I became very involved in the day-to-day part of the business and learned a lot about insurance and was really, really part of the business in a way, even though I didn't have a specific role.
At that time you came in daily?
I came in daily. I went to meetings. I went to different insurance activities. I was really part of the business. I was very, very involved.
You decided to become very involved.
I became very involved. So I was side by side with him. And of course, since I said before, this business was built as a family business. And we cared about every one of our employees. And they were our family. Of course, in a family, you have a father and a mother. But of course, my husband was everything to these people. And after he leaves, I'm sort of the mother. And since I come in every day and I look everyone in the eye, kiss them, make them feel like I felt for them, like they were human beings and I worried about them and cared for them, sometimes that brought some difficulties in the sense that if they had some problem or some disagreement, they would go to me. Because of course I was the mother, sort of the mother figure.
Right.
But that, of course, I think it took a while. I think Freddie knew about this, and there was a lot of respect from all sides, and that helped a lot, this whole process. And think life and God who's been by my side all these years, especially after my life sort of gave this incredible turn, took care of things. And I met my present husband in that process. I met him on a plane coming from Spain, and I started distancing myself a little bit from the business in the day-to-day basis. Mm-hmm. I'm still chairman of the board, and I was very much in touch with the business, but I wasn't coming here as often. But my communication with Freddie was excellent. I always knew what was going on, either if I was here or in Spain, because my husband is from Spain. So I started traveling more, distancing myself. And again, still, they looked at me sort of for sometimes. They tried to look for me for this.
To intercede and rescue them.
Yeah. To rescue them sometimes. But I think I came to a point where, yes, I had to make it clear what my role was, that I was chairman of the board, that I will always be there for them. But there was a chain of command, and there was, you know, the staff, and the leader here was Mr. Millan, and he was the person to go to. And he had all the authority, and he had my confidence and my blessing. So they had to go to him. I would always be there. I never said I would not be there, but I'm in a different role, and that's the way it is now.
But like, as you started distancing yourself, which permitted this transition to Freddie being a full, you know, a CEO and president, you also by that time had more knowledge about the business, so you could step aside a little bit and still know when you're having a discussion, you know what's happening, you know who the customers are, you know the different things. So it was a good moment to kind of start stepping away and pass the mantle of authority. That worked pretty well.
It was, and also the next step after that, which was an incredible blessing, is that my son, Rafa and Mari, my daughter, in 2007, they both, in August 2007, come in to the business, because after many years, of course, after 6 years, which to me, I always gave thanks to my staff and my people here that we stayed on, that they stayed on, and I kept the business, because it took 6 years for my son and my daughter to realize and to be ready to come in the business. If I had sold it, they would never have that chance. Right. So to me, that day was a real blessing. It was a celebration. They both came in.
And they came in together
the same day. I met them at the reception area.
Wow.
And it was quite an emotional day. We had a staff meeting. I think it was a day to celebrate. I always said in heaven and on earth, in both places, there were celebration, because I know that Toño's dream probably was that, but he never even dared think about it, because there was just too many years apart. We never knew what their interest would be. So Rafa went on to get his master's and his DRI in St. John's University in New York, and Mari came in to help out in the part of the life business we started in 2006. And she came in to support that area, which was just beginning. And Rafa came in as vice president in the surety part of the business. So it was very exciting, and also that sealed the family business. The relationship with Freddie was excellent. For my son to have the opportunity to have a mentor like him to lead him on for all these years until he's ready, whenever that is, you know, it was very special, because there was no fear of anybody displacing anybody else, yeah. Which is very rare. You know, he's the owner, he's the son, but no, Rafa is a very special human being too. He's amazing, and they both, I think, contributed to the business being where it is today.
Okay. Let's take another break, and we'll be right back after this pause. I'm with Maria Gonzalez Inclán, and the chairman of USIC, a surety company.